Hi, I'm Sarah Flower with KSUT News. Today we're joined with Leanne Gillon, Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. This past week, San Juan Basin Public Health Department is now using a new form of rapid testing called Q-Rapid Test, which is some of the first, certainly the first in the state and some of the first in the country that are allowing these at community testing sites. Leanne, we're a week into having these tests down at community testing sites in La Plata and Archuleta County. How is it going so far?
It went so well that in the first week we ran out of them. So we ordered three times the number that we had last week going into this week. So we had, I think, about 120 people use the rapid test last week. And so we are encouraging people to get online and make an appointment to use the rapid test. If you do not have an appointment and we have enough rapid tests when you drive up, you know, because we do this as drive up or walk in, you certainly can access one if we have them. We're trying to get in as many as we can, but they're great. They're really, really accurate. You have your results in less than 20 minutes, and it can be used just like a PCR to clear you for quarantine after a shortened quarantine period, if that's what you qualify for, depending on your exposure and your symptoms. So this is really, really just a tremendous step to have this quick of a result. It also helps us, if you're not on quarantine or exposed and you're simply symptomatic, it helps us really contain disease much more quickly by getting that result right away and start, working with you to identify your contacts and getting other people quarantined or in for tests as quickly as possible. It's really important because, we would hope that we're really seeing this great decline in cases because we are, getting so much vaccine out in our community and getting vaccine out everywhere. We're not seeing the decline that we should be. We are seeing this growth across Colorado. Colorado's fourth wave, as they have called it, is not peaked yet. We're still seeing increases in cases. We're still seeing increases in hospitalizations all across the state of Colorado right now. So we're thrilled to have this new test to help us, but we're not thrilled to be reporting this increase.
I want to go back to that because the Denver Post had reported over the weekend that 3 in 5 Coloradans hospitalized with COVID right now are under the age of 60. So let's talk about this give and take of this fourth wave and how we're balancing it all out.
So for these individuals under 60 who are currently hospitalized with COVID, the really unfortunate thing is, almost 100% of these individuals are not vaccinated. So what we're seeing is, Colorado for quite some time has had vaccines available to everybody over the age of 16. So we know that we got to people, over 70 first, and then we opened it up to people who were over the age of 60. So, these folks have had weeks and months to get in for a vaccine, and we're doing everything we can to reach everyone in communities, but individuals who haven't had access yet or are choosing not to under the age of 60 are the majority of people in hospitals. And so what's interesting about this is, if you look at the rates of disease and infection that we have in communities right now, that rate of infection is concentrated in a smaller population. So your chances, if you're unvaccinated, of catching COVID right now is actually higher than it was in the winter peaks when we had higher levels of infection everywhere. So it's a little bit kind of, hard to kind of make that point, but it's really simply math, right? In our community right now, as of today, 50% of our total population, has started their vaccination series. 60% of people over the age of 16 have started their vaccination series, right? So we just have a small, we have less than half of our people who are eligible to go. But that group right now is really, really, really vulnerable to catching COVID because all of the infection is concentrated in folks who were unvaccinated. That, that's who has it. That's who's passing it around. That's where you're going to catch it, is one unvaccinated to another unvaccinated person.
And what you're saying right now, Leanne, is pretty comparable with what's happening in the nation of sort of this plateau of everybody that's wanted to get vaccinated and we're fighting to get a vaccine has. And now we're kind of seeing this leveling off where President Biden is now wanting to give vaccines to India to help out their surge because we're doing okay as far as vaccine distribution goes?
We're doing, you know, really well. Things have shifted, right? We have vaccination appointments available every day in our community over the next week at multiple locations, right? So it is easier than ever to get a shot, you know, and there are rules that you have to be given time off work to go get your shot, you know, and we as an organization are on our website. You can go to the website. You can find out where all the places are that you can get a shot. And we have, you know, people are working the phones to help you if you can't figure it out from the website. You know, you can call. There are organizations that will help set your appointment, help with transportation. We're, you know, really ramping up mobile clinics to bring them other places. There are other groups in the community doing mobile clinics. So this is it. Like, it's your turn. There's nobody ahead of you in line. And, you know, one of the things that we're hearing is people think, well, if I have naturally acquired immunity, like I have, you know, I believe I've had COVID before, I don't need to get a vaccine. And that's just simply not true. So if you believe you have naturally acquired immunity, or you believe you've had a COVID infection, you still need to get in. No one's in line ahead of you. It is your turn. Get in, because right now, unvaccinated populations are very, very vulnerable to catching infection. And like you said, our hospitals are filled. Colorado's hospitals are on a big, big uptick. And so our hospitals are filled with unvaccinated people right now.
And you mentioned earlier, Leanne, that almost 100% of the people are unvaccinated. Let's go to this very small percentage of these, what's now known as breakthrough COVID cases, of people that have had both doses or the one dose, are fully vaccinated 2 weeks out, and yet they're still getting COVID.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, the U.S. has delivered, you know, close to 90 million people in the U.S. are currently fully vaccinated. And there's documented maybe 7,000 or 8,000 breakthrough cases out of close to 90 million people who are 2 weeks out past their second shot or first shot if they got a single dose, right? So you're fully vaccinated 2 weeks out after the completion of your series, because it takes your body some time to react and build up immunity. And we have 90 million people that fall into that category. We have 7,000 or 8,000 that still have tested positive for COVID.
Across the nation.
Across the whole nation. Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is like 0.00, you know, maybe it's 0.01%. It's less than that, right? It's a tiny percentage of 1%. So what we can extrapolate from that is the vaccine is 99.9 something effective of preventing you from, you know, so we don't know what's happened in that tiny, tiny percentage. It's certainly no reason not to get a vaccine. I mean, I look at it as the exact opposite. I can feel very, very confident that I have, I'm now 2 weeks past the conclusion of my series of vaccines that is 99.99 something percent effective. So yes, there are occasionally breakthrough cases. They're very unlikely to end up in the hospital. So when we talk about where we are in hospitalizations right now, they are by and large unvaccinated individuals.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health. Is there anything else you want to add for us here today?
This is our last one of these in April, which means that we are concluding the 14th month of you and I doing this together.
Leanne, thanks so much for joining us here today and every Monday for the past 14 months here on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.